Talking about veterans, of course, on the 4th of July weekend, we have Michael Hardy, the Associate Director of Development at the Veterans Outreach Center over on South Avenue. And we have a special guest who's sitting in, is South Carolina, is it, Mike?
I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina. I always get my Carolinas mixed up. But Mike Otis is the creator of battle-tested Kraft barbecue sauce. And Mike, your story is your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your son, you're all veterans, right?
Yeah, we go back. My family history goes back to the Revolution. My sixth-generation grandfather fought at Fort Ticonderoga.
Jeez.
And his first cousin was James Otis, who gave the speech on taxation without representation is tyranny. So we go way back. Now, I think taxation with the representation we have today is tyranny, but that's a different story.
Talk about that.
But my dad was a World War II vet, and I served in the first Gulf War. My son currently serves. And growing up, my dad had this recipe for this barbecue sauce that he would never share with me. He always told me I wasn't old enough to handle it. When I turned 21, I could have it, but he makes the sauce. And he'd never give it to me. And when I turned 21, I was in the Air Force, and on a 3x5 card, I got the base recipe. And I just started playing with it, and I've been making it for friends for years. And then 3 years ago, we decided we were going to try and bring it to market. And, you know, now we're in all the top locations across New York State, and things keep rocking.
So I never knew there was an age limit on barbecue sauce, but
well, I didn't either.
Only in the Otis family, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So here's the deal, Mike. Now, your battle-tested Kraft barbecue sauce, you're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to our friends here at Veterans Outreach Center in Rochester.
Yeah, what we do is, I've always said that you got to give back somewhere. You can't go through life with catcher mitts on both hands. You got to throw the ball back once in a while. So being a veteran and a veteran history and just, I mean, it's a passion. We'd like to work with organizations that help veterans with PTSD or to help prevent veteran suicide. So 5% from every bottle we sell of our profit, we donate to different charity organizations in each market that work with veterans. And there in Rochester, it's the Veterans Outreach Center.
I just got my first bottle, and I can't wait to try it this weekend. I'm pretty excited. So, Michael, now as the Director of Development over at the Veterans Outreach Center, you've got a lot of exciting stuff going on. I get all the emails. You guys just opened a gym at the center?
We did. Thanks, Dino. And Mike, thank you for your service and your family service and obviously for collaborating with us with the Battle Tested. I'm excited about the mesquite and the hickory for my 4th of July picnic. I have the pleasure of talking a little bit about all the activities we're doing here, Dino, and one of those was we did close the physical store that was the flag store. However,
right,
we're doing a lot of that online at vocroc.org, VocRock, if you will. And that store was used because we were not getting the step-in traffic during the pandemic like many of our retail friends and family in the area. The leadership chose that it would be best to use that for our vets, and so now that store is a gym here on South Avenue for veterans and their families to use. It's getting a really good use just in its first month. And the flag store being online, we can still take care of all the flags that we've been selling to the community, counties, towns, individuals, businesses. We do customized flags as well. So, and we have lots of branch merchandise. I think we're running a special all of July for 15% off on Summer Vibes is the code, Summer Vibes. And that gym is most likely going to be probably one of the first additions we've done recently to really help with the wellness of our veterans.
Well, I know you started, you also have a barbershop, a salon in there as well, right?
We're really trying to take care of the wellness of the veterans, male and female, and so oftentimes a haircut or a massage or music therapy, group session, you know, we do a lot with our veterans that are in crisis, and I think a lot of people know us for that, Dino. For, you know, for example, we have Operation Safe Haven, which is the homeless shelter here on South Avenue as well. We're just about at the end of that capital campaign, and we have actually broken ground for 20 new rooms for that shelter.
Wow.
However, a lot of our veterans are not necessarily into crisis where they actually need housing and food and clothing, but we are here for them, and we do a lot with that, and I think many of the community knows that. But a lot of review and audit of benefits for people, for veterans, but also just to make sure they're in a good frame of mind to have a hand up, not a hand out, but a hand up. And so those therapies that I talked with you, including the gym, are all of the activities that we provide as part of our programming. You know, we have legal services and, you know, our quartermaster. Quartermaster is kind of our version of Food Link for veterans and their family in need. But some of this employment training and job training are for veterans that may not necessarily be in the crisis mode. And this veterans gym kind of fits in the middle.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, also, I mean, for the longest time, Veterans Outreach Center, there used to be multiple centers around the country, and Rochester was one of the first, and now it's one of the last still surviving.
Well, we are going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary, so we're excited about that. Many of our area non-for-profits will capitalize on that. We will do that to celebrate, to your point, an organization lasting as long as it has, as an enhanced service for veterans, you know, in addition to what the VA provides, you know, we are helping fill in the gaps. And whether that's for veterans in crisis or veterans that just need help with kind of getting their tech savvy up for a job. And so the 50th anniversary, which will start pretty much this fall when we kick it off during our Stars and Stripes celebration. I think you've probably been to a couple of those, Dino. And
yeah, a couple.
That's November 4th. So we're excited. That's kind of ends the season. Our Pound the Ground is our next big event. That's our 5K run. We'll talk maybe a little bit about the 50th year there, but the real kind of springboard will come in the fall.
So I have to ask Mike Otis, battle-tested barbecue, disruptively delicious. What does that mean?
It's a good tagline. Well, it's interesting. I was working, when we first decided to develop it, I was working with this guy, and he was not a barbecue sauce fan. He goes,
okay.
I don't really eat barbecue sauce. He goes, but this stuff is disruptively delicious. And I'm like, would you say? I said, that's a pretty cool catchphrase. So we trademarked it. And we trademarked Battle Tested. So the name Battle Tested obviously works well for veterans, and it also we won a lot of competitions. We got into some barbecue competitions, so the name just kind of fit, and it worked well for us. And you know, we did the design on the bottle to make it really look like a national brand. And we're to the point now where, you know, we're all across North Carolina and now across upstate New York, thanks to the folks at Tops who really took a chance on us. And within a year, we went from like 8 stores into all their stores.
That's great.
Now, you know, with the help of Tops in promoting this, we're able to give back to places like the Veterans Outreach Center, which really works within our mission and working with all these veterans. So, again, you know, if anybody could grab a bottle this weekend at Tops, know that 5% of that profit will be going to the Veterans Outreach Center.
And it's all natural ingredients, too, right?
Yeah, it's all natural, gluten-free. There's no high-fructose corn syrup. There's no chemical flavoring. I always tell people it's ingredients you can actually read, pronounce, and taste. So
that's always a plus
these days in food, you know?
No polys in there then, right?
Not that I know of. They better not be putting them in there.
That's right. So that's available in Tops, and this is barbecue season. So just know if you're picking up a bottle of battle-tested craft barbecue sauce that you're going to help the Veterans Outreach Center here locally.
Yeah, Tops, it's a big display, too. It's called BBQHQ, and it's right on display in all the Tops stores. It's a big barbecue display, and that's where you'll find the battle-tested sauce there.
So are you into 5Ks, Mike? Because Michael can tell you the Pound the Ground is a pretty exciting 5K that's coming up on August 24th.
I absolutely love to watch them. So I'll be rooting for everybody out there. So.
We have plenty for the spectators to do too, Mike, whether it's you or your son who's doing that delivery for our golf tournament. But I think it might be fun to see if we could do something at the Pound the Ground on August 24th. It's an annual tradition here. We expect about 500 runners, and we have walkers, so not everybody runs. And then spectators and things to do in the evening. It's a nice evening Wednesday run, August 24th, and we've got some great sponsors and supporters. The big challenge is between Army and Navy, right? They're toe-to-toe, pun intended,
right?
Yeah.
For the big boot trophy. So we'll see who wins it this year.
And,
well, I'm planning on being up in upstate New York late August, so I'll see if I can get that into my schedule.
That'd be great. I'll send you a reminder.
Michael, is there still room in the golf tournament on the 25th of July?
There is not. You took the last one, Dino.
Oh.
We actually just had a company sponsor our veterans. Most of our events, our sponsors have the option, and many take us up on it, and they sponsor veterans to, for example, sit at the dinner at the Stars and Stripes celebration or play golf, or they sponsor them as runners or walkers. And so our last team just got sponsored by one of our sponsors. And so we're going to have four veterans that will be able to play golf at Midvale in June, at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, they're all sold out. But we'll always take sponsorships and those who want a tee sign or they want to donate a product or just some money to the cause.
We might have to give away some of this barbecue sauce, don't you think?
Well, I think Mike is definitely providing us with some cases, so I'm excited about being able to see what our golfers think.
We can prize some people.
Yeah, we'll get some up there, Kim.
That would be wonderful. What else should we know, Michael, with the Veterans Outreach Center 50th anniversary? What else can we expect for the rest of the year here?
Well, I think as we ramp up for the celebration, people hear more and more about what we're going to do to celebrate Veterans Outreach Center's 50th in 2023. The Star Stripes celebration also has kind of for our sponsors and supporters, it's a twofer because we'll be doing a telethon on Veterans Day, November 11th, with WROC-TV, our friends over there at Channel 8. But the Pound the Ground right now and the Stars and Stripes store, I hope we're not frustrating people by not being able to physically shop, but our team here can get that order out. I think it's always a little bit of a challenge for 4th of July, but a lot of people will be buying flags for Labor Day, et cetera. So please, if you're redoing your flags, go to VOCROC.org and order your flags. We turn them around pretty quickly.
Michael, I hope I'm not misspeaking here, but all the flags that come out of the flag store, Stars and Stripes, the flag store for Veterans Outreach Center, are American-made flags.
That is correct.
Yes.
You know, you're really good. I didn't even cue you on any of that. You're such a friend of VOC. But yes, that is really important to many people. Yes, whether they're polyester, nylon, or cloth, whatever size they are, for any kind of flagpole or use, they are here and they are made in America.
And now, can we still old flags? To properly dispose of old flags, we give them to you. Is that true? You can still do that?
Yes. We really encourage you to reach out, or your listeners to reach out to an AF or a VFW or a American Legion.
Okay.
But if you're in our neighborhood and you have a flag, you certainly can drop it off. It was easier when we had the store, but we still accept them so that we can make sure they're disposed of. There's a lot of ceremony and celebration with the flag, as particularly with the military, since they use that as their symbol of why they fight and honor our country. So, fight for our country. So, if you have a flag and you want to return it, certainly. But if you're closer to a VFW or an American Legion, they'll take it, and then there are ceremonies where those will be disposed of, most often burned, but during a ceremony.
And if they want to purchase their flags, VOCROC.org, correct?
That is correct.
All right, gentlemen, we have both mics on the mic here. Mike Otis from Battle Tested Craft Barbecue Sauce, Michael Hardy, the Associate Director of Development for the Veterans Outreach Center. Mike Otis, you're coming to Rochester sometime.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping to. My mom grew up in Rochester. My grandmother was from there, so I spent a lot of time there as a kid. In fact, my grandmother's aunt was the founder of Nazareth College.
Oh, gee.
So I've got some strong ties to the area there. But when I get up there in late August, mom's going to be 95. We got a birthday party for her.
Wonderful.
And when I get up there, she's down in the Syracuse area, but I definitely have some good friends up there in Rochester, and I would like to come out and see everybody at the VOC there and meet everybody. So I'm making plans towards the end of August there. It should time out nicely.
Everybody cares about veterans, and so if you care about good barbecue, right, and you care about veterans, you just stop into a local Tops and pick up the battle-tested craft barbecue sauce. How easy is that?
That's right. It's easy as pie. And easy as ribs.
There you go. And Michael Hardy from the Veterans Outreach Center. The golf tournament sold out. Pound the Ground is August 24th, I believe, a Wednesday night at Mendon Ponds Park.
That is correct, sir. We look forward to you emceeing that, because all your adoring fans, the thousands and thousands of them I know, will come out and help us support veterans.
I've been doing it for a million years, it seems like, bro. But
we're happy.
Yes.
There you are.
VOCROC.org. And Mike Otis, do you have a battle-tested website?
I do. It's real simple. Battletestedbbq.com. And people can order and ship anywhere in the U.S. if they'd like to send a veteran-owned product to friends.
Sounds good. Everybody, have a wonderful holiday. Have some great barbecue.
Thank you.
And once again, welcome home and thank you for your service.
Appreciate it,
Dean.